In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us entrust ourselves, our dear ones, and this our conference to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the perfect instrument of the Sanctifier and our merciful, dearest Mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Juan Diego, pray for us. All the saints and angels of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I cordially and warmly greet all of you, beloved children of Mary, listening to this conference, and I hope that in the course of it we will keep begging Mom to be our openness to whatever the Holy Spirit will intend and desire to pass on to us, to make us more open to God's will and to God's love. This, as you very well know, is the year dedicated to St. Paul. And in his letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 5, he writes, "Our hope will not disappoint us, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." End of the quote. Also, our dearest Holy Father, when he visited our beautiful country earlier this year, he left us these inspiring words: "Let us trust in the Spirit's power to inspire conversion, to heal every wound, to overcome every division, and to inspire new life and freedom." How much we need these gifts, and how close at hand they are, particularly in the sacrament of penance. The liberating power of the sacrament, in which our honest confession of sin is met by God's merciful word of pardon and peace, needs to be rediscovered and reappropriated by every Catholic. To a great extent, the renewal of the Church in America depends on the renewal of the practice of penance and the growth in holiness which that sacrament both inspires and accomplishes. So both St. Paul, the Apostle of the Nations, and our Holy Father, the successor of St. Peter, remind us that it all begins with trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to inspire conversion, to heal every wound, to overcome every division, and to inspire new life and freedom. Or St. Paul tells us that we may deepen our knowledge of God's love, and our hope will not disappoint us. We need to be open to these discoveries and to these realities of God's merciful love poured out into our hearts in and through the Holy Spirit. And you know, this happens especially, of course, in and through the Eucharist, where God's redemptive love is open in establishing, building, edifying, and renewing the kingdom of Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our midst and in the life of the Church to which we belong. And it also happens in and through the celebration of the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of mercy. And of course, we talked about this in our last retreat, during our last retreat, when we tried to address the issue of greater openness to God's merciful love, how God, in and through his Son, desires to immerse us in his sacred wounds, so that every fault becomes a happy fault. We embrace various difficulties, ups and downs of our life, as a part of our ongoing penance. And the sins caused by the wounds caused by our sins and temporal punishment which we must endure, we can embrace all of that with a more positive attitude as we share the love and the mercy which we received freely with our brothers and sisters. Now, so in order for us to undergo deeper conversion, we are asked to consider being open to the gift of spiritual directions, like to focus on this theme during this talk. Because if I'm more open to the Holy Spirit in and through the gift of spiritual directions throughout the year, then guess what? My participation in the sacrament of penance will be enriched and beautified. My adherence to God's love and my cooperation with the building of God's kingdom in and through the Eucharist will be also enhanced, enriched, and beautified. Ergo, my service to the church will be the service of Christ himself, especially in and through my communion of life with Mary. I need Mary. She's indispensable, the star of hope, the mother of mercy. God's smile, which is God's acceptance of me, even with my faults, shortcomings, and sins. She is all of these realities. She's also the perfect instrument of the sanctifier. So she alone can help me to deal with my defense mechanisms, to deal with my denial of certain symptoms, certain signs with regard to seeing how my pride kidnaps God's graces. And I desire to blow them up. I decide to blow up God's plan, God's mercy in my life, in order to defend and to assert my own kingdom of thinking that I know better how to lead my life and how to reach happiness, deeper meaning, and security in my life. Well, guess what? Even the events from Wall Street these days show us, as one of the reporters concluded, that we cannot fully trust the government, the Congress, or even Wall Street. Of course, we must respect that God will use them if we keep putting our trust in Him to get us out of some of the situation, crisis-ridden situation that we face. But ultimately, we have to look up to Christ. We have to allow Him to be our strength, to be our Savior. And as St. Paul reminded us, the deepening of the knowledge in His love on personal community level and on the level of friendship with one another, we have to see that it is the task of the Holy Spirit to deepen that knowledge and experience of God's love, to renew hope, to hold on to this renewed hope as we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit daily, afresh, anew, with deeper, easier, and simpler acceptance of our poverty, without making so much fuss about it, but seeing that this is a condition. Me becoming poorer, me becoming more humble, and even, yes, very often humiliated, made smaller by various experiences of my shortcomings and weaknesses, sometimes even by being beset by weakness, that this is conducive to me not being judgmental for my brothers and sisters. This is conducive to me being more open to serve without conditions, to receive God's crumbs on a daily basis without conditions. And you know what? Just like in climate change situation or global warming, what we call it, we cannot ignore symptoms which are due to CO2 being trapped in the air and then more heat being generated and everybody suffering and being suffocated as a result of that. We cannot ignore the symptoms for much longer, otherwise it could have catastrophic consequences. In the same way, how can I ignore symptoms of my pride, you know, trying to get the upper hand over even the will of God, over the kingdom of Christ and His lordship in my life, when I defend the greed of power, the greed of prestige and possessions in order to defend my own kingdom, in order to not to face the truth that only Christ and His love can set me free? Well, just like scientists point out those symptoms of global warming and help us to face the music in coming up with the solutions, the same way I must face the symptoms of my own foolishness, of my turning blind eye to God's will, and cooperate with Him, call upon Mary, become somebody who agrees to be mom's beggar in order to rely on her power, especially in preparation for and celebration of the Eucharist. So, in this way, I will avoid the global coldness of my heart. Mom will see to it that this ice will melt away as my participation in the Eucharist and the Sacrament of Mercy will undergo continual renewal. It will be a continual spring in my life. This is what I wish for myself and all of you. Please pray for me, poor sinner, always in need of God's merciful love. For our sharing, two questions. How do I pray to the Holy Spirit? And how do I prepare for spiritual directions? As well as how do I truly put into practice the things and implement the things that the Holy Spirit has given me through my spiritual director. These are the questions I would like us to wrestle with. And to that end, may Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.